Lesson 13.1a. Effects of effleurage. The effects of effleurage on the body vary depending on the stroke's depth, speed, and direction. For example, slow strokes delivered in the same direction as the muscle fibers at a light or a moderate depth soothe the body and trigger the parasympathetic nervous system response. Quick strokes delivered in the same direction as the muscle fibers at a light or moderate pressure stimulate the sympathetic nervous system. Activation of the parasympathetic nervous system response is an important benefit of Swedish massage. The autonomic nervous system coordinates most body functions. It has two divisions, the sympathetic and the parasympathetic. Usually, but not always, these two divisions have opposing effects that help to regulate homeostasis. The sympathetic division excites an organ, and the parasympathetic division inhibits it. The sympathetic division is associated with a fight or flight response, the body's survival alarm system. The parasympathetic division is associated with a rest and recover response. When the parasympathetic nervous system response is activated, the body goes into rest and recovery mode. It conserves energy with a reduction in heart rate and blood pressure, an increase in digestive activity, and other changes, allowing the body to refurbish itself. Research has shown that relaxation massage helps reduce anxiety and depression because of the parasympathetic response. Regular massage can help the body deal more effectively with stress, decrease symptoms associated with digestive upset, and reduce pain. Effleurage also affects the skin by rubbing off dead skin cells and creating more pliability in the skin by stimulating sebaceous secretion. It encourages local circulation and lymph flow to improve nutrient and waste exchange in local tissue. As mentioned previously, it supports efficient venous return of blood to the heart. After exercise, effleurage aids tissue recovery and reduces muscle soreness. Effleurage strokes relieve muscle spasms and warm soft tissue structures to allow more fluidity of movement and length of hypertonic muscle tissue. These strokes also create a pleasurable sensation that facilitates relaxation. Effleurage is contraindicated for any condition generally contraindicated for massage and over open skin lesions or skin diseases. It should not be applied distal to an area of inflammation, injury, or severe bruising because these conditions may cause fluids to gather in the tissue. Effleurage distal to these conditions might further exacerbate the situation and lead to additional fluid retention. In addition, it should not be used repetitively on the limbs of clients with cardiovascular disorders, high blood pressure, or circulatory conditions, because it may place weakened or overstressed cardiovascular structures under increased pressure.